Now I'll move to the second issue. This is the issue of circumvention. This is a major issue. How much should circumvention of technical protection measures be allowed? Really, the question is, to what extent should the law protect a particular system? Well, certainly there should be no argument that it should be illegal to deliberately circumvent a technical protection system for its own sake. So the sale of an illegal satellite decoder, for example, should plainly be prohibited. That's obvious. But does every recording device have to recognize a copy protection system? Does every PC have to be designed in this way so that it will recognize a copy protection system? I would say that it's plainly wrong that right holders should be able to impose unilaterally a copy protection system on hardware manufacturers or indeed consumers. Such a system may not work very well. It may be expensive to put in a system. It may not be necessary. So, in summary on that point, we should make sure that private black boxes certainly should be open to legal attack, but any legitimate piece of computer or consumer electronics equipment should not be illegal simply because it may have the effect of circumventing a technical protection device. And that will require complex thinking by the lawyers to reach a proper balance. But we have to find that balance. How to do that? To me, the only sensible way to do this is for continued discussion. We have heard earlier, I think from Jerry, certainly from Paul, that discussion does go on, I'm glad to say, between the recording interests and between the hardware interests to try and identify areas of agreement, methods of technical protection that actually are sensible and suitable in the present environment. To me, the best way to do that is, if you can reach agreement, is then to have that legislated. Can it be done by agreement? That's the third topic I want to cover. We have heard that people certainly think you can perhaps cover these things by agreement. The classic way is that, say, a patent license to use the IPR for a particular system should only be granted to manufacturers to manufacture the equipment if you have a recognition of a technical protection system.